Hey love, Ashley Han here, online branding and marketing strategist, entrepreneur, author, and coach, and welcome to a brand new special exclusive series of my show called Female on Fire, where I am taking you behind the scenes with incredible, powerful, successful, sexy, radiant females on fire. From spine-tingling pain to power stories, real and raw girl talk, to actionable tools and frameworks that you can use and apply in your own life, it is my intention that as you listen to each of these episodes, you will feel a spark light up inside of you and walk away feeling on fire and radiate that beautiful, unique, powerful flame out into the world. Let's dive in. Andrea Franco is an intuitive business mentor and coach who has made over $1 million in less than 2 years of business. She went from being $100,000 in debt to becoming a self-made millionaire by the age of 28 years old. This woman is nothing short of amazing, and she shares her story and so much wisdom in this episode with you today. I'm so excited for you to hear it. It was such a fun and divine conversation that we had. You're definitely going to feel an activation as you listen to this. And please remember, share any takeaways, aha moments, or any favorite parts from this episode on your Instagram, on your stories, tag us so we can see it and share to our stories as well. So without further ado, let's dive into this juicy episode. Andrea, I am so excited for this conversation we're about to dive into, and super excited to have you as part of this Female on Fire series, because you certainly are, my love, a female on fire. And I'm so excited for the ladies, for the audience to meet you and learn from you. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Cool. So am I. So I know that part of your story, this is like super awesome that we're talking about this, super timely. I love talking about abundance, creating freedom, and really talking about, you know, organic strategies and really giving women who are either aspiring entrepreneurs or current entrepreneurs some really, you know, great ways and new ways to think about how they can scale their own businesses and really, really get paid well for doing what they love. So I know for you that you have quite the story. I'm excited to hear about it. You went from $100,000 in debt, right, to a self-made millionaire by the time you were 28 years old, which is awesome and amazing. I just want to celebrate you here right now. That's so awesome, so incredible. I'm so happy for you. And I would love to hear the story behind that. And also, like, as you're sharing this story, if you could kind of pull out, you know, one or two of the key strategies that really made that possible for you to create that.
Yeah, I think that I've gotten a lot better at making this story short and sweet. So I'll short and sweet you. I grew up conservatively, kind of tough, always had that like entrepreneur spirit, wanting to help, wanting to guide. I think it's just been in my heart since I was a little girl. And I took a path that wasn't the best, right? Like drinking and doing cocaine, doing other things, kind of like self-destructive after I, you know, endured abuse and some hard times. And I think one day I was just like, there's just so much more for me on this earth. And so I did like small things. Like I started a Twitter that ended up going viral. It had like 200,000 followers, Twitters, whatever you call them. It's called like That Bitch XO. So funny. And I gave like free advice to people. That was kind of where it all started, and I got the taste for it. But I stopped because, again, it's like everyone says like, oh, that's a joke. You'll never do that. Like you'll never make anything of yourself. And so I kind of like veered away. I started that actually 17, crazy enough. And then I let it go and went down the path of, I took EMT school, passed with a 98. I worked everywhere and anywhere. I did 6 years in the mental psychology program. Like I wanted to make my parents happy, which a lot of people do. Like, so my mom's a nurse. So I was like, let's do EMT. Let's go to college. Let's do the things, because that's what we're taught in this day and age. And I believe if you don't positively know what you want to do, then like, what are you going to go to college and get hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for? Like I did when I didn't really know what I wanted to do. It's just where kind of society points you. So long story short, I ended up getting into an accident, crazy enough. A glass exploded in my hand while I was waitressing. Can't really see the scar right now, but it's pretty intense. I actually still can't feel a part of my hand. And this kind of put me on my ass. So I was super like down, out, sad, actually attempted to take my life because I was like, what am I even here for? And from bed, I was like, what do I enjoy? How can I start this? So funny enough, my entrepreneurial journey started with a food blog called The Hangry Italian Girl. And everyone was like, you'll never make it. And I ended up getting paid $400 to just show up at a restaurant and eat food. And then I started a media company. So I would go to eat their food and be like, so I saw your Instagram. It has 2,000, blah, 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 and this is how I can help. So I would charge $1,000 per media client. So this is how I like got myself out there. And then I started coaching and I loved it. So I officially started coaching, came out with different programs, all the things, got sober, got right and clean, like started really going deeper into helping women. And it started out as, let me help you with your social media, because I ran a media company, to coming out of the witch's closet, telling people I was intuitive. And it just kind of evolved. And it went from, I was 100K in debt to holy shit, I made $1 million as of a couple weeks ago. We did $1 million cash in 2 years and I am 28. So I think one of the big things that I would say is allow yourself to be ever evolving. Like where I started is where I'm not, where I am now are like light years away, but also like I'm starting another company and I know next year I'm not going to be where I am now. And so a lot of people stay stuck in that perfectionism of like, well, I don't know that. And I can do that. Like what I did know was building Instagrams, right? So that's how I started. I had a 4-week program that was $100 and it was like, build your social media one-on-one. I had no idea what I was doing and it was crazy. But it built up to what I do today. And I have all kinds of programs, all kinds of offerings. I built up a Facebook group and followings and all the things. And every single day, I just committed to being a better version of myself. And I do believe people are better off hiring me than other people because I give a lot of shits and I have a really big heart.
Wow. Wow. That's so cool. And I love that you said letting go of perfection. I know I got a lot of perfectionists listening right now because I am a recovering perfectionist. And I say recovering because it's an ongoing journey. Yeah. And so we are what we attract. So I'm sure I have many, many perfectionists listening and really giving yourself that permission to be messy and to just really take it step by step. And knowing that it is a journey and what, as Andrea said, is ever evolving, you are ever evolving and just really trusting yourself along the way. So awesome. Okay. So I would love to hear as well, like anything that you came up against on this journey that I'm sure is common. I'm sure you coach your clients through these kinds of things, like these obstacles, maybe their thoughts, whatever it is that came up for you along your journey, and like maybe a tool or something that you've really learned to support you in overcoming and breaking through those blocks on your journey.
Yeah, I think that like every level kind of has a new devil, right? And so as you continue to rise, you have different things that you encounter. I think one of the things that people, I don't know, this is just something that's come up recently about like price raising, right? So like we're raising our prices because XYZ. So for me, now that everyone and their mothers is like so happy to pay every single price, and it's like, it's no longer a stretch. And I've actually really spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn the things I have. And I feel that my pricing is no longer in alignment and energetic frequency of what is matching for me. So I'm raising a lot of my pricings. And I think that some people have the like, well, now I have to do more and coach more and get better results. And like, you start getting in that, those moments of like, shit, now I've got to do all of these different things because I'm raising my prices. And that's just not the truth, right? Is you get to change your mind at any given time, right? You get to raise, you get to shift. I think that's one of the things, like I'll even share something very personal. I posted online last week, the partnership that I was in, that I booked us a trip to Aruba. I couldn't wait. I posted him all the things and I ended up leaving him yesterday. And most people would probably like hide this, not share, right? And like, I was the first to like go in my group, my private group, and be like personal share. I realized that this man wasn't in alignment with for me. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to evolve and you're allowed to continue. I feel like a lot of people don't want to
make moves and do things in their business, because it's like, well, what will people think? Like, oh my God, I just told everyone I booked a trip to Aruba and I posted him, like, I'm going to look silly. And that was like a human thought, like, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed. Like, what's people going to think of me? And I was like, I don't really give a fuck. I broke up with him because he's just not in alignment for me. We don't have matched morals. And that came out in a conversation, and it was something that I just could not ignore. Mm-hmm. Right. And so all of these things start happening. But I think the number one thing is not giving a shit what anybody else thinks, and not walking, moving, price raising, having containers. I think that we get lost in this comparisonitis too online, or like, she's doing this thing this way. So like, I'm a projector. I don't know if you're into human design. So I tried the whole like 3-day challenge. Like, I can't sit there for 3 days. Like, that's not my thing. I like to do a workshop, come bring the fire, baby, let you know how you can work with me, and I'm going, bye. Right. And so like, I've tried all the different things that like didn't work for me, because I was looking at other people at moments. And like, I think we've all been there in the beginning of our business, like really allowing yourself to come home to your heart of like, what lights me up? Because Lola might be running a $10 million business, but Lola's taking 15 calls a day. Is that the life you want to live? There are mentors I've hired that aren't living the life I want to live. I want to go on vacation. I want to have weekends off. I want to do X, Y, Z. So like, if you're looking to get to your next level, find expanders that are living the complete life you want to live, and do your research. Because in the online world, there's a lot of like people just selling the dream. And like, I literally posted yesterday, like, I was in tears. I had a human moment. I make sure to allow my people to see all of me, like the ups, the downs, and in between, because there's so many people in this world talking, you know, in front of their Mercedes, taking the picture. And while I think that's all beautiful, this road to entrepreneurship and getting to a million had nights of me on the floor crying, right? And like, did that mean that I had a bad life? No, but you can have a bad day, and allowing yourself to get up and keep going, and knowing that you can dance with grief and success at the same time, and allowing yourself to be fully human and be fully you and have a business and life that lights you up.
So much juicy goodness. I love it, girl. I love it. Okay. So I've just got to say too, like, this is so crazy that we're having this conversation. Well, it's not, because of course we're having this conversation. Literally was journaling about this morning, literally like was just reaching out to my coach, Regan Hillier, about all of this. So it's just freaking, it's just almost like scary that we're talking about this right now. Because I was literally just talking about making more doesn't mean doing more and all this stuff. So you just talking about this is incredibly timely. First off, I want to just really acknowledge you, sister, for your courage and your bravery and sharing with your community and with us right now here today, with what you recently have gone through personally and what you chose, and also your courage to choose you and to choose your values. That's huge. And I know that's something that, you know, a lot of women do struggle with. And really, when you do choose you, when you choose your values, you choose your vision, that is a vote cast for your vision, AKA meaning that that is getting you closer to what it is that you actually want, instead of settling for mediocre, settling for what you don't want, settling for what's out of alignment. So really just honoring you, sister, and choosing you. I just think that's so powerful. And I know that a lot of the women listening can feel inspired and are feeling inspired just you sharing that. So thank you.
And you know, I think it's like, what kind of mentor would I be if I was in a partnership that wasn't aligned and empowering and uplifting? I just feel like there's a lot of that in the industry where, you know, there's a mismatch in what you see online and what happens behind closed doors.
Yeah, totally.
And I never want to be.
Yeah. That. We get to be in integrity. Integrity is my number one core value.
Yes. Love you.
Yeah. 100%, 100% integrity. And I also love what you shared about, really showing the behind the scenes, and you're sharing, owning and sharing your humanness. That's what we connect. That's what people connect to. People connect to people, not pedestals, right? So people want to feel your humanness, and in doing so and being brave enough to share those vulnerable parts of you and like, hey, I had this dark moment where I was crying all yesterday or whatever, like any of those things, like it's showing that, hey, this is part of being human, and nothing, there's no such thing as this perfection of like, it's always butterflies, rainbows, and sprinkles. Like, it's just not, that's not real. And really owning that and normalizing that, I think, is so, so important and beautiful that you do that. And I am committed to that as well. So I'm with you there 100%. And I wrote down all these notes. So I'm unpacking and like really highlighting some key things that you shared, is really also you're allowed to change your mind. This is really, really, I just really want to hone in on this for you ladies listening right now. You're allowed to change your mind, like permission granted right now. Andrea and I are giving you permission right now, right here in this moment. You're allowed to change your mind. Like, as going back to the very beginning of this conversation, ever evolving, like it doesn't. And I love this. This is so timely because right now I'm actually going through this. I'm actually raising my prices. I'm actually shifting some things. And so this is, like I said, super timely. And the big thing is that I believe many of the listeners right now, including myself, the big thing is what you touched on, which is, what will people think? I said one thing and now that's changing. What are they going to think about me? Am I going to let people down? Are they going to think, you know, I'm a fraud or I'm a flake or da 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 da. So really, really being okay with the fact that yes, some people may think that, mm-hmm. and not, as you said, not giving a shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, and not letting that consume your ability to move forward, because that's what can happen, is that can actually consume someone and keep them stuck.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Stuck. So like, what is some practices that you have or tools that you have? Cause I know this is a huge, huge pain point for my audience, is the fear of judgment, FOPO, fear of people's opinions. Can you give some tools or anything that you can share that would support women with this fear that they have?
Honestly, what's coming, like, I usually like tap in. I think when I kind of eliminated all of the people around me in my close circles that I felt any judgment by, like, there was this kind of like shedding. That's what I called, like, as I emerged as the true, like, soulful butterfly that I am, right? Like, I realized that there was a lot of people around my cocoon that were like energy vampires and weren't rooting for me or weren't really allowing me to be my full self. And I didn't feel safe within these friendships or whatever they were, right? So first and foremost, it was like surrounding myself with a beautiful friends, relationships that I felt I could be all of me with. Like, so before doing any of this, like, I didn't ask anyone's permission to go make posts and things, but I'm like, you know, having people hold space and be there for you and see you and witness you that love you and love all of you is very helpful for you to really be owning all of you. Cause when I first started this, and I have a post about this in my group, like, I will never forget the first 20K month I made. And this girl literally said to me, like, I have a master's degree. Why are people paying you that? Right. So then you shrink and you're like, ooh, I can't be all of me. Ooh, I had the too big wound. That was like my wound of like, if I share this online, then someone's going to think that I'm boastful. If I share my
money, too much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like, first of all, just stop surrounding yourself with people who think that and find people that you can actually elevate to rather than people who aren't coming with you. So that was like the first thing that really channeled through. But I mean, I have a lot of grounding practices, you know, like meditation and journaling. If you could see behind me right now, like I'm definitely a super intuitive witchy woman. So I have like a shrine and like all of the things. So I think mindful practices are also, you know, very helpful, and, you know, meditations and clearings and also having support, you know, like I always pretty much have a one-on-one coach that, you know, mm-hmm. I can sound off to and have beautiful space held for me. And I love listening to things and just really keeping my energetic frequency around people that I feel I can be all of myself. So then I feel that I can be all of myself everywhere. And I don't know, I think there's just a level of acting too. Like, if we sit and we think too much, it's like, just do the shit, say the thing, get on the video, allow yourself to stretch, have a little bit of discipline. I think so many people are like, oh my God, you're a millionaire, what does that take? And it's like a little bit of grit and discipline, just as a little bit of woo and play, right? Like, mm-hmm. not every day did I want to like show up. Not every day do I want to do all of the things I have to do to run this beautiful company, because I too am human. But you have to ask yourself, like, am I willing to go all in on this huge fucking dream to be all of myself and show up mm-hmm. as all of myself?
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it so much. Okay. Number one, yes, up-leveling your environment. Up-leveling your environment. This is huge. And this is such a, I mean, we just actually talked about this in the mastermind that I'm in now. We had a whole like month all about up-leveling your environment and how important that is. And really choosing from a space of vision, from a space of your values, and like deciding like, hey, there, and the complicated one that comes up the most is like family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause it's like, well, okay, friends. Okay. Yes. We can make those decisions. We can put it out. Like I also have this friend, relationship auditing system where it's like, you actually, if people are like, oh, well, I don't know, are they in alignment and they're struggling with a few friends? Like I have this like ranking system that will support them in deciding if it's a yes or a no to keep them in their lives. With family, you know, that's a big one. Curious to know for you, if there's anything that's, I mean, I don't know what your relationship is like with your family, and or if there's clients where you've coached them on, you know, how to honor themselves when it comes to family while also still honoring your family at the same time, because that can be the trickiest. Like we have these, you know, attachments almost to our family because they are our family. Yeah, totally. So wondering there, because I just want to, I know you said like three other things as well that will support women with moving forward in their vision. But I'm wondering for you, is there anything that you've coached or realized when it comes to family and drawing those lines and creating those boundaries?
You're hitting all the soul here. Family actually was my number one thing that was the hardest. So like my evolution, first it was, the word that's coming through is boundaries with a beautiful big capital B, right? But I will say I've come a very long way in evolution of what boundaries are. And the wounded woman used to be like boundaries with the Queen of Swords. Sorry, I'm speaking of tarot. So like I literally was like, I'll chop your head off. Like, and that was not the healed version that I am now. So I think that it used to be like, so ego, right? So like anyone resonating with this who might can do a little trauma work or some release work or stuff around family. Cause this is how it used to be for me. It was like, I wanted to prove, I wanted to show mm-hmm. like, guess how much money I made this month. I'll show you. Right. And like, that was just like the wounded place that I was in because I didn't know any better. And two, it was like, it felt like the whole world was against me, my entire family. Like, first of all, I am the first and only millionaire. Like most of my family is pretty broke. I grew up pretty tough. And so like, it was just like, I wanted so bad for someone to see me. And like, as humans, of course we want that. Of course we want to be seen and accepted. I think the journey there is understanding that people can only meet you at the level they already are at. Mm-hmm. And realizing that I ascended a little bit in a different way than my family, right? So they don't fully understand me, and that's okay. I don't need to prove or be louder or show money or do any of that for them to understand me. I know that most of my family will never understand how impactful and loving and beautiful the work I do in this world is. Mm-hmm. I hope someday they try to, you know, make a little more of an effort, and that's okay if they don't. So for me, boundaries became no longer of the wall, but being beautiful. Like I even had a conversation with my grandfather the other day, and it was like, forgot who I was talking to, Miss First Class, right? And in the old version of Dre, I'd be like, what are you saying that to me for? And I was like, yeah, I just happen to really love flying like that. You know, like not taking offense, not getting at the defense, understanding like, their limiting beliefs may project upon you. And so how can I react with love and not get angry or defensive? Cause that was like I used to always want to prove and defend. And it's like, they don't need to understand you. Like having the people who do is beautiful. Like I have like a adopted mama, like her name is Amanda. She's my mentor. Like these are the people I go to now honestly, boundaries around speaking about things. Like my mom, I remember when I made a post online, she was like, oh my God, you have 100,000 in the bank. Don't tell people that, you're going to get robbed. Call the bank, you know? And like, she got me in a frenzy. Right. And I was like, so I put a boundary down, mom, we don't talk money or business. Right. And so like, mm-hmm. that's the boundary we have. And if my mom starts going there, I'm like, hey mom, remember that thing? And sometimes it got ugly where boundary got breached a couple times. And then it looks like 30 days of no contact. Right. And it's because a boundary means nothing if you don't uphold it.
Yeah. You know?
So there have been some ugly conversations, some tears, some space between family members, and different things along this journey. I feel like I finally got to a really amazing place where I understand that sometimes I can't talk about certain things with my family because they're just not going to get it. And sometimes yeah. I can't celebrate my wins with my family because they're just going to be triggered. But I do have a couple of family, like my grandmother is such a light, and I'm like, Graham, guess how much money I made today? Like the other day I made, like, it was crazy. I like had the really amazing week. I did like 65,000 cash in like 48 hours. And, you know, I called my grandma and I was like, I get to impact lives. I just did 68,000 of impact. And she was celebrating me.
Yes. And we get to have that. Like, I love that you just shared that, because we get to have, and that's part of the environment piece. That's I would say one of the most important is having people in your life that will fan your flames.
Yeah.
That will be like, that will celebrate with you. You know, like I have that. I have that with my dad. And then I have that with a few of my girlfriends, one in particular, Julie Surratt. She's amazing. I talk about her a lot. She's like my best friend. And we do that with each other. We'll be like call and celebrate like a big income, like, you know, celebration we get to have, or like a new whatever. Like we always do that. And it's so fun. And it just really, really, it takes the flame, the fire that you already feel, and just ignites it even further, expands it even more. It's like the best feeling. And you guys listening, you get to have that in your life. You totally get to have that in your life. You get to feel good and even better when you already feel good about something, not feel bad about something you feel good about, right? Like
you don't have to have that with your family, right? So if you have those family members that will fan your flames, then you don't, I just feel like a lot of people, it's like your first initial instinct to go to your family. Yeah. But if they're not fan flaming, then allow yourself not to go there and go somewhere where you are being fed.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I love what you said about creating these, you know, first off, there are boundaries, there are ours to uphold, there are ours to maintain. And the big, big thing that I really want to highlight, underline like five times right now for everybody: release the expectation of your family. And, you know, Andrea, you said this in a different way, but it was something along the lines of like, they don't need to understand. Like, they don't need to understand. Should they understand? Should they really? Should they understand? Because what's happening in your mind right now is you're saying, but they should understand me. Why don't they understand me? They should be happy for me. They should get what I'm doing. It's that shoulding, like you're literally shoulding on yourself. It's that shoulding that is causing the pain in your body. That's causing the misery, because it's literally you pushing up against reality, pushing up against what is, resisting what is, resisting the isness, like the actual reality of what's going on. A good analogy that I like to use is like, imagine yourself swimming in an ocean and there's waves in an ocean, right? That's part of the reality of an ocean. There's waves. And imagine these big waves are coming and you're trying to push against and resist the waves with your body. Like, you're literally trying to push against the waves. There's no point, right? A, there's no point, because the waves are going to come regardless. And number two, it's effing draining. Why would you spend your energy resisting a wave that's going to come anyway? Why not just flow with it and accept what is and move with it? So I think right there, I just really want to highlight that for you ladies listening. If family is a thing for you, if that's something that's come up where it's like, my family doesn't understand me, or you're scared that they won't, right? If you move forward in your vision, you're scared that they won't get it. You're scared what they will think. Remembering, they don't need to understand. Like, you get to love them where they're at. Like Andrea said, you get to love them where they're at. It doesn't, and create, I love what you said too about how with your mom, you have like we don't talk about finances and business, right? Yeah. And you created that. And that's so great, because that's supportive for both of you. And there's so many other things that you can talk about. And I love that you created that simple like boundary with your mother, with that relationship, to, you know, really support you guys in having the best relationship possible.
I'll even say, like, at the start of some conversations, like, I'm going to tell you something. This is what anybody listen. This is what you should do. Ready? Like, first of all, if you're going to ask someone to hold space for you, every conversation that me and my other coach best friends have, Ashley, Amanda, all of I say, do you have space? Right? Because you don't want to offload on someone. But when I start conversations with my mother and other people where I'm actually looking to vent and not have something back, like when I broke up with my guy, I was like, hey, I want to tell you something and I'm not looking for any feedback, but can you just hold space for me? Right. So like, if you know that the answer, cause like my mom in relationships, not always the best advice, like not trying to be offensive, but like, wouldn't want to take your advice. Right. So like, I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole with her. So I was like, hey, can you just hold a little space and listen to what's kind of happened to me right now? And, you know, I'm not really looking for feedback. My heart is raw. You know, I said it in a kind way, like my heart is raw and I'm not looking for any advice, you know? And I was like, yes. Okay. And so that's how I started the conversation. So when she started, she wouldn't go give me advice. And now I'm already upset, ready? Because we know I'm in an emotional state and I might be a little more likely to not be as grounded and get upset if she starts saying things or right? So that's also important. But what you said, expectations are the killer of everything. Just don't expect in life.
Expectations victimizes you.
Mm-hmm.
It victimizes you, immediately victimizes you. Attachment, same thing. Attachment victimizes you. So, yes, I love that. And, what you said about, I can really relate, by the way, my mom is not the best at giving in relationship advice. So I was like totally nodding my head here with you, about that. And yes, setting the context right away. That's so powerful. Like setting that context, setting the intention, like, hey, do you have this space right now? All I want is to vent. Can you hold that space for me? I don't want any advice. I don't want any coaching. I don't want any feedback. I just want to be heard. Can you do that right now? Right. Yeah. I love that. Actually, I love that. I'm practicing that with my boyfriend more, with my fiance, excuse me. I'm getting used to saying that. I'm practicing that with him because especially men, I mean, come on, ladies, right? Like they're like, men always instinctively want to solve your shit. Like they want to solve. Yeah. They're that's fixers. Excellent. Yeah. They're fixers. So it's like coming in like, babe, all I want to do is just be heard right now. Can you just, you don't need to fix me right now. I don't want to be fixed. Like, and sometimes I do want solutions and he's great at that. So, but I love that you said being super intentional, setting the context, really, really good takeaway for you ladies. I hope you wrote that down. Super powerful. So thank you for that.
My life in my friendships, my partnerships.
Oh, yeah.
You can also say like, hey, I'd like your opinion on this. Right? Like I always start all of my conversations with the intention of like what I'm looking for and asking. Cause there's times where someone's going to come to you and you don't have space to hold. And so I love when my friends say, do you have space? Like today I don't, I have this podcast and then I have 7 calls today, like crazy calls. So I'm like, if anyone asks me something today, it's no, I don't. Catch you Friday.
Yep. Yep. I feel you, sister. I feel you. Okay. And then the other things I just wanted to, I know we've talked a lot about up-leveling your environment. I just think that's so important. And we got to really unpack that, which is great. I just want to also say the other two things that I heard you say is mindfulness practices, which gets to look different for everyone. What Andrea does, what I do may not be what floats your boat, and that's okay. So really just creating that for yourself and knowing that the whole intention of this, of, you know, bringing it back to the purpose of it's what makes you feel good. What really does ground you. And that, you know, for Nikki, who's on my team, Nikki Van, she dances in the morning. Like she moves her body through dance and that's what really serves and supports her. So again, looks different for everyone. And then the third thing that I heard you say is I wrote down daily stretches, like really being intentional about how we stretch ourselves and choosing to stretch ourselves, meaning like I also call it flexing, like flexing the muscle, like actually putting in the reps on a daily basis. And like, just ask, like, I challenge you listening right now. So every woman listening right now, and I'm sure there's some men listening as well. I challenge you to create daily stretches for yourself. Like daily, it can be a small thing. It could be a small stretch. It could be a bigger stretch, but creating those daily stretches for you. And each day they could look different, but that's what can inspire you into, you know, releasing that perfection, which we talked about a while ago, and just getting into, I call like messy action, going for it, doing the thing. So I love it. And you also said a really important question as well, which I highly invite everyone listening to confront and to answer wholeheartedly is, am I willing to go all in? Am I willing? Am I willing?
Are you? That's the question. So many people will come to me and it's like, you don't really want to do this right now. Like, do you want to go all in? Because like, if you're all in, I'm all in with you. But like, if not, like, we need to be radically honest with ourselves of like the business and the life we're looking to create. Because yes. like, I've been all in from day fucking one. And that's how I got here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yes. 100%. Yes, yes, yes. So good. Okay. Well, we are already at the end of the episode. I really feel like that flew by. Of course it did. I knew it would. So I have a final question that I ask every female who's on my Female on Fire series, which is, Andrea, what is one thing, and this whatever comes through for you, that you used to maybe dim, hide, mute, or even shame that you have since reactivated and reignited on your journey to becoming the female on fire that you are today?
I would say one of the things that I dimmed was my intuition. I was in the witch's closet. I used to think like, you know, what would someone think of me if I'm using these cards? What would someone think? And then when I really own that, like, I'm not just a business mentor, I'm an intuitive business mentor, and I work with spirit guides, and really showed up for this version of myself that is woo and all of the things, that really made me feel on fire, because I fully owned who I was, not giving two shits of what anyone thought. And throughout this journey, a lot of people had a lot of things to say about that.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy, but I think owning my full truth really set me on fire.
Well, I'm just celebrating you, sister. That's huge. That's huge, huge, huge. And takes so much courage, bravery, and commitment to yourself and your truth. And I just honor you for that. And yes, I'm 100% there with you. And honoring, like, really, for me, this has been, especially the last year and a half, I would say, really me focusing on honoring my intuition, because that's something that I didn't do for the longest time, because I was so stuck in my logic brain and my monkey brain and my head. So my mantra for a while was head to heart, like dropping from head to heart, drop from head to heart. Because I would get caught, you know, I'm an analyzer. So I would get caught up in my head of analyzing, overthinking, and got caught up here and forget that, wait a second, I have all the answers inside me. Like, I am connected. I am source. And, so yeah, just beautiful. I'm with you on that journey, sister. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm so, I'm excited for everyone listening right now. And I'm sure that, you were activated in this podcast episode in one way or another. And we'd love to hear from you what really, was activated inside of you. You know, share it on Instagram, tag us. We love to see your breakthroughs and what parts of this episode really, really landed and resonated for you. So be sure and do that. And Andrea, sister, thank you so much for coming on the show today and just being so generous with your energy and your love, and really giving so much of your wisdom to our listeners. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
If this episode spoke to you, and especially if you're a driven, ambitious woman who is ready to dive deep so you can rise up to the next level and become truly unstoppable against any and all obstacles in your way, go to femaleonfire.net now. It is time to reignite that spark inside of you so you can radiate it out. Those parts of you that have been lying dormant, that you've been hiding, muting, shaming. It's time to reignite that flame inside of you so you are lit up from the inside out, irresistible, magnetic, in command of every room and every situation, and no one ever, ever forgets your name. Go to www.femaleonfire.net. That's femaleonfire.net, or click the link in the show notes to learn more. You can also shoot me a DM on Instagram that says FOF for Female on Fire now. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and especially for rating, reviewing, and sharing the episode. You're amazing. I love you. Have a powerful day.